This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Lorna Donatone. How are you, Lorna?
I'm good. Thank you, Robert.
And Lorna is CEO of the largest company you may never have heard of, Sodexo of North America, 133,000 employees, $10 billion in revenue. You're at 13,000 locations in the United States and Canada. Talk about what the model is.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yes, a large business. We specialize in food and facilities management in 7, 8, 9 segments across the country, healthcare, senior services, schools, universities, corporations, the Marine. So we provide food or facilities management or both. We also, though, what I talk about our business, I talk about the quality of life that we provide for our customers and our clients. So what we do impacts the quality of life. And that's really the unique positioning I think that Sodexo has.
And it's unlike any company. Later on, we'll talk about diversity-wide. You've been one of the top companies in sustainability, in culture, in all of these areas. Let's start off, though, with the customer experience, because I've heard stories of people in your healthcare area where the food servers, they would travel 200 miles to bring back someone's wife so they could be at their 90th birthday party or something, things that no one's ever heard of. Talk about how this customer experience model works. And I know you have about 15 million customers you're serving regularly.
Yeah, we touch so many people on a regular basis. And I think the uniqueness of the service that we provide is through our people. Who we hire, how we hire, what we hire for. It's that customer service spirit and the caring part of our business, because, you know, we have customers on a daily basis in schools, in hospitals, who, whether it's interaction with the folks who supply their food, whether it's the folks who take care of their environment, there's an interaction there that's important. And if I go back to the quality of life, that's important for their quality of life.
So when you mentioned hiring and you mentioned caring, how do you know in the hiring process that you're going to get someone who actually cares?
Well, that's a great question. We certainly have tried to design our hiring practices that not only are we going to be able to identify that, most of the times we do, sometimes we don't, but we also have designed hiring practices that are going to allow us to have a very diverse population.
How?
Well, by opening up to where we look for talent, not in the traditional places. We use our employee business resource groups to help us identify different talent that's much more diverse than normal. But then we also help train for it. I mean, I think that all of us come into the work environment with certain things that are innate in us, but also once they get into our culture, it's the how that the care that we provide, that's what we expect. You know, it's what in my leadership expects of me, that I take care of my customers who are my team members, and that just goes throughout the organization. culture is different.
It is. You do something different, though. Every job is posted, right? And talk about the philosophy behind that.
Well, part of our work, over 15 years ago, as we started in our diversity inclusion strategy, was to make all jobs accessible. And in order to not only create, to attract a diverse population of employees, but also to create an inclusive culture. And so by posting all the jobs that are open, gives people visibility and opportunity that maybe they hadn't thought of, that maybe we hadn't thought of, this, that maybe someone is interested that we wouldn't have thought was. So that process of posting jobs, very simple as it is, really can create that environment that you're looking for.
And when you're interviewing executive people, how do you know that someone really cares? What do you look for personally as CEO when you're interviewing someone?
Well, I certainly probe on what's their experience in diversity and inclusion space, because we've been at this for a while. We're nowhere near perfect. Obviously, there's always work to do. But we've got a lot of leaders who have a lot of experience in this now, whether they've been leading network groups, our employee business resource groups, whether they are out in the community, whether they support different organizations, how they show up, what they want their team to be like, are they an inclusive leader? So I'll probe on that, because I think that folks are, and folks are attracted to Sodexo because of that. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me, whether I've spoken at conferences or because I do a lot of work, especially in gender diversity externally, and they've said, I think I would fit in your company. I would like to come and work for you. So that is attracting talent that wants to be in that environment. And I also think that as we go forward, the type of company you are, not just what you do, but who you are at your core, how you show up in the community, what's your position on corporate social responsibility and all aspects of that, including diversity and inclusion, those are getting more and more differentiators for employees. That's what they're looking for. So we try to show up big there because it's who we are, but also it's the employment market's tightening up. And so I think it's going to be a differentiator.
You mentioned diversity, and I think you were the number two company in America in diversity, but diversity and inclusion, it has a special meaning to you. Could you define what it means to Lorna?
That's a deep question. For me, I think it's fundamental. How do I want to feel when I go into my work environment? I want to feel that I can bring me there, me and whatever I am that day and whatever my beliefs are, how I show up. I want to be able to be authentic as a leader. I want to be genuine. And in order to do that, I need to bring all of me to work. And so I want to create an environment where others feel that way, that they can speak their mind appropriately, that they can show up, that they, we all bring our whole lives into the workplace. We can't help it. And if we don't, then we're not going to be optimal. We're not going to be at our peak. And so I want to create an environment that helps people work their best. Because that's good for them and that's good for the organization.
And as CEO, what's one thing you do that's most important to you? Maybe you wake up in the morning and you think of it, that you do that helps build this culture.
I show up. I show up in our work, in our diversity and inclusion work, in our corporate social responsibility work. I am present. I'm vocal. I don't just say this is what you have to do, You know, this is what I also have to do. And what it's gotten me, I believe, is that people know I'm authentic. It's, you know, it's genuine. I'm not just talking the corporate speak. I'm truly, you know, I walk the talk, and that's important, and that's what I look for in other leaders.
And I guess the message to all CEOs is authenticity, right?
Yes.
If you're authentic, that's the first step. What is the website for Sodexo for those who want to look it up?
Sure. It's www.sodexousa.com.
Okay, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about women in the workplace and how to create more women CEOs. Back in a few.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Lorna Donatone, who is the CEO of Sodexo USA, a company with 133,000 employees, $10 billion in revenue, serves 15 million people out of 13,000 locations, has won all types of awards. Now, something personally important to me, I went on the record years ago saying we need 50 Fortune 500 women, and we only had 26. Now we're up to 31. A long way to go, and that's still only 10%. Why is there this problem? But more importantly, what can women do to become CEOs and to succeed in corporate life?
Big question. And I am all for increasing that number because we ultimately need to be balanced. You know, that parity is what we should strive for. And we're a long, long way from that. For me, I think there's things women can do, but I also think there's things that men can do and corporate America needs to do as well. On what have I done and what I think other women can do is raise their hand. I think that many times, and I certainly believe this, and you know, these are certainly just my opinions, but I believe that if I kept my head down, if I worked hard, if I did my job, that somebody's going to, you know, say, okay, here's your next job, and maybe you want to be CEO. Well, that's just not how it happens. And so I am a big believer in being appropriately vocal about what your aspirations are, and also to deliver on, you know, job results in order to be recognized. But that's not enough. If that was enough, we would be there, right? Because there's so many qualified female executives in this country. But we also have to have advocates. And I think everybody needs advocates, but you need, especially men, who the majority of hiring decisions are being made by men, have to genuinely want to change what their executive team looks like. They genuinely have to say, I need a different representation on my board because it's going to help my business results. Ultimately, you know, the case is proven out that, you know, balanced, diverse leadership, gender diverse leadership on C-suites and on boards make for different business results and make change. I was at a conference recently, and I just was in a frame of mind where if one more person asked me about the business case of gender diversity, I was going to explode. I'm like, I can't talk to you anymore about that because it's out there. And if you don't know it, you're going to get left behind. If you don't know that having a diverse leadership team is going to be good for your business, then I can't do it anymore. I said, this is what you need to do. Look around your table and what is the makeup? What is the gender makeup there? And if it isn't balanced or if it's not even near balanced, then change it, because the CEOs have the ability to do that, and they have the ability to do it in the right way. Sometimes they have to make very courageous decisions, because, you know, especially if you're have a very imbalanced leadership team, it's going to be difficult. But so that's one thing. I also think that we have to be willing to do things differently. And sometimes that is difficult. One example of what gets women out of the running sometimes is they may not have the exact same experience that others had. And I speak for all kinds of diversity, whether it's gender diversity or ethnic diversity. There may be a different skill set there. So let's open our minds to, what am I trying to hire for here? I'm trying to hire for leadership skills. And it can look very different.
That is some powerful answer. Now, while we're on the topic of CEOs, I want to ask you, I know Sodexo's model is sort of built for CEOs when you partner with companies, because everything is really customized, as large an organization as you are. Talk about how your model works for CEOs.
Yeah. Well, the start of it is that we want to know what you're trying to solve for as a CEO. What are your business issues? And we come to the table to design a solution around your business issues, as opposed to us saying, "This here we are, this is what we sell." It's about solving for the challenges of your particular business. And so that could take many different shapes and sizes. One of our, I think, unique value propositions is that we are not just one service provider. I talk about our clients have a core business that they provide. We should be able to do most everything else for them to enable them to be able to focus on their core business. We can design those food facilities management. We have 100 services that we provide and really solve for their unique problem. Maybe they are simply trying to solve for better food service in their environment. But what does that mean? Because what we look for is, how do we also improve the quality of life? So if I take a student in a university setting, that student, when they walk on the campus, how they feel could make a decision of whether they want to go to that school or not. So what is that, what does their landscaping look like? What do their buildings look like? When they walk into that, the dining hall, what's that feel like to them? Because that's going to, for the parents and for the students, can make or break a decision about whether you go to the school or not. So for CEOs, I would say think beyond this service that we provide, because I don't want to be a vendor. That doesn't do anything for me, because it's not going to keep me there to be your partner. I want to be your partner in trying to solve.
And the way you solve, it's remarkable. I'm on two hospital boards, and HIPAA results, and or more of turning around HCAHPS scores, mm-hmm. is the biggest thing. Even though you're not employees there and you're doing food service, you are helping all these hospitals improve their customer service and their HCAHPS. It is a remarkable model. So just talk about the future of Sodexo USA.
Oh, the future.
North America.
The future is quite bright, I think. But we've got the right business model, and that's what I'm quite confident of. The business model is right. We hire the right folks to run our business. I am on a daily basis aware of my responsibility to continue to create a culture that is going to empower our teams to improve the quality of life of our customers and our clients, and I take that very, very seriously.
On that note, Lorna, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on?
If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Raji Thomas. How are you, Raji?
I'm wonderful.
And Raji is not just the CEO, but the founder of Sprinklr. Now, this is the largest social media management company specifically for enterprises in the world. And you started in 2009. Today, it's about a $1.8 billion valuation, 20 companies, 1,500 employees. Just tell everyone what Sprinklr is.
We are the most complete social media management platform for large businesses. What that means is you can do, if you're a large company like a Nike or a Microsoft, you can do all your customer-facing functions. That's marketing, advertising, research, commerce, care, across 25 social media channels on one unified platform with Sprinklr. And when you deploy it at the enterprise level, across business units, across markets, and you connect it to your legacy systems, like your email system, your website system, your call center system, then you begin to have a unified customer experience management capability that you've never had before.
And this, in a world of real time, becomes more important than ever, I'm sensing.
You know, more important is understating it. I think this is absolutely essential for a large company today. Whether you use Sprinklr or use something else.
So let's look at what's happening. Outreach used to always be through email, right?
Yeah.
And that was your brand, and you owned your brand.
That's right.
I'm sensing you'd say that things have changed.
Yeah. Things have changed, and most of the time I meet CEOs who are like, well, there's Facebook, and there's Twitter, and there's YouTube. It's all social. My kids use it. And many of them don't have a full appreciation of how this has changed their worlds and their businesses. I kind of see it differently. All my previous businesses have been in email as a channel. And the insight I had and I used to found Sprinklr was just that social media is an evolved way to communicate electronically. Social media is what comes after email, what came after email. At one point, the company I was running was the world's largest email marketing company for the enterprise. And I realized that email, when used for commercial purposes, got three fundamental problems. One, email has no permission. So I get your email, I can spam you. Two, email has very limited support and used to have very limited support for videos, photos, and multimedia. Three, email was just undifferentiated. Everything landed in your inbox. If you think about solving those three problems, you will see why the rise of social media was inevitable. Whether you look at Facebook, or you look at YouTube, or you look at Twitter, or LinkedIn, all the major social networks basically solve those three problems. Permission: if I don't like you, I unfollow you. I unfriend you. So I'm giving you permission to reach me, and that's covered by technology. Every social network has really amazing support for videos and photos and multimedia. And most of them have the notion of a feed, which are things that you should be paying attention to, but it's okay if you miss it, and an inbox where the messages are kept forever. So we just solved a problem we used to have with email with social media.
Okay, so that makes sense, but here's the thing. It seems to me that all the social media are so different. From Twitter, LinkedIn, whichever you look at, Instagram, Facebook, everything has a different purpose. But you're sort of saying, like, they're aligned and they can be aligned. Is that correct?
100%. The differences between those networks, as a CEO of a large company, should be insignificant for you. And the number of networks also should be insignificant for you. I think what's significant for you is what those networks are doing to your world. And what they're doing to your world is simply one thing: connecting your customers and your prospective customers all together like never before. 3 billion people are connected to each other with their real identity.
Okay, so you're making the whole connection. But let's say people say there's this power of a positive comment, but the negative comment could be 10 times more powerful.
That's right.
So how do you manage that as a CEO, as a CMO in this world? Because you're now that everything's connected, which is wonderful, everything's aligned, you have the potential for negativity.
Yeah.
What do you do about that?
So the first thing to realize that you can't solve this problem or any other new world problem with old world thinking. Your crisis management, the way you've thought about crisis management, ain't going to work on social media. So you have to think of having a people, process, and technology that's purpose-built for the world of connected customers. You got to think of crisis management primarily as a technology infrastructure powered solution.
So when the problems come out, actually what you're getting is the real-time communication and what people are thinking, but they may be holding it in, and then you're just losing customers. So it's actually to your advantage, and it's probably helping you become more innovative.
That's right. But what you need is the ability to zoom in. In social media, I'll give you a simple physical example. Think of a million people congregating in real world, like a stadium, a massive stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's talking to each other. And things are going out of control. They're all talking about your brand in a good or bad way. So what you need is a technology infrastructure to understand what is being said. And then understand who is talking to whom and who has the biggest audience around them that they're listening to. And then use technology to reach those people and get your messages to people that care about.
Okay, Raji, great point. So I get that now you're able to capture what everyone's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you, with as quick as social media is moving, and you have 25 different platforms, how can you organize, galvanize, pull together all the information so a company could use this? How do you actually do that? It seems like it's too much information real time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You solve that using technology. Technology is what created the problem, and you solve
how?
It using technology. First of all, you start by having the power to listen to infinite number of conversations. Second, you use artificial intelligence and machine learning to organize those conversations into streams and things that you care about. And you use technology to automatically color code people using three dimensions. How influential are they? Meaning how many people are listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Two, how engaged are they with your brand? Does it matter to you? Just because you're very influential doesn't mean the brand's got to go connect with that person, because the person may not be very relevant to your brand. So understanding, so the second thing is how engaged are you with the brand? Three is how relevant are you to the brand? So influence, engagement level, and relevance. So the system, the platform, the technology has to automatically be color coding people and organizing them into what I call a CXM profile list. Now you begin to understand who is saying what, and you also are able to understand who are the people that the company should be reaching out to and proactively building a relationship with. And that's what the technology allows you to do.
That is really fascinating, because that pulls everything together. Mm-hmm. It organizes, it creates patterns. Mm-hmm. You can see this. We've about 30 seconds to break. So I want to ask you first, the company is Sprinklr.
That's right.
But could you give the exact website if people want to go to the website? I know that's old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's Sprinklr.com, and the word Sprinklr does not have an E in it.
So it's Sprinklr
.com. Right.
And what is the first thing, if a CEO goes to the website, that they should do? Just 15 seconds.
Well, they should have someone click on the button to have someone from Sprinklr contact.
Oh, dear. We're going into sales stuff. But on that note, that's why we're taking a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk real time about how the biggest companies in the world are actually using Sprinklr. Back in a few.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Raji Thomas, who is the founder and CEO of Sprinklr. We've heard that it captures all the information, real-time color codes, so you see patterns of how people think throughout the 25 different social media platforms in the world. So, did I miss something there,
no,
Raji?
That's, okay. That's all good.
Okay, so it's pretty interesting, because in fairness, I had heard the name Sprinklr, but I wasn't really sure what it does, and you know, it's really transforming everything. You mentioned before Microsoft. What are you doing with Microsoft? What was the problem they had, and what did you do?
So, Microsoft uses Sprinklr across their different business units, from Azure to Dynamics to Surface to Xbox, and they use Sprinklr across different markets. And what we allow them to do as a brand is do their marketing, do their advertising, do their research, do their commerce-related engagement, and do customer care on these social channels across these markets and across these business units. So that's the first use case. How do you drive your business outcomes, customer-facing business outcomes, using these social channels? Secondly, how do you understand the voice of your customer to make your products better, to make your brand better, and be prepared for potential negative news and crises that may come your way? Mm-hmm. And that's what Microsoft and, you know, about 1,200 other brands like Microsoft that use Sprinklr, use Sprinklr.
Just throw off a list of names of your clients.
I got to be careful because we don't have the permission to talk about many of those. But, you know, these are companies like Nike and Microsoft and McDonald's. And it's a great story that McDonald's told at our conference about how they use social media to drive product innovation. But these are companies like that. These are the largest companies in most industries.
When you mention the customer experience, we're talking with CEOs, but whose job really is the customer experience? Is it a chief experience officer? Is it a CMO?
They're not going to like my answer. Customer experience is the CEO's job. In most companies, you walk in and say it's everybody's job. But as we all know, when it's everybody's job, it's nobody's job. And that's why customer experience doesn't get the unified focus that it needs to get at the executive level. Because most companies, it's everybody's job.
And so if most of your clients sound like they're enterprise clients.
They are.
What is the advantage to a CEO of working with a Sprinklr? Not a CMO, not a, you know, customer experience officer, to a CEO. What is going to happen with that CEO real time?
The single biggest advantage that a CEO is going to have in working with Sprinklr, or a company like Sprinklr, I don't want to plug anything here, is he or she will be able to bring together the different silos of his company. And get them to
that
work.
That is what CEOs want more than anything. They hate that word silo. It's a cancer. And so anyone, we have 600,000 people listening in now. If you're a CEO and you don't want silos, you go to Sprinklr, right? .com.
Two things that as a CEO, I'll be worrying about when I think about customer experience. One, how do I connect across channels and see my customer? Because right now, my customer is trapped with different profiles inside different systems, inside different business units, inside different markets. And two, so the first is, how do I work across channels and see him or her as a human being that I can take care of, that I can make happy with my products and services? Two, when I try to do that, how do I get my freaking company to work across all my factions, my markets, my regions, my business units, my channel teams, my email team, my website team, my CRM team, my CMS team? And those are the two problems that we are trying to solve from the ground up in a purpose-built way. And I think that is one of your top problems to solve, because 90% of companies today are going to be competing based on customer experience in a connected world, because customers don't care about what you say anymore. They're getting their information about products and services and brands from each other. And what I say to someone else about your brand is based on my experience, which cannot be isolated into a campaign or a marketing interaction or a care interaction. It's the sum total of everything I subjectively see and perceive.
So when you look at this, it's obviously a very exciting area, and it's a tool for CEOs to align their organization, real-time get innovation, improve their customer experience, innovate, probably change the structure of their organization based on where customers are going. I know that John Chambers is actually, he's a board member, is that correct?
Yes, he's an investor and board member.
How did that happen, and what types of insights does he have from his background?
So John's a very unique individual. What he's done with Cisco at one point was the world's largest company, right, during the dot-com time. He's just an amazing leader. And what he has done that I think very few people on planet Earth have done is to help the world take advantage of one of the biggest transformations that happened, which was the Internet. What did Cisco do? Cisco allowed CEOs to take advantage of the Internet, be prepared for the Internet from a threat, and take advantage of the power of the Internet to drive their business outcomes. So John was very uniquely suited to help Sprinklr and help me as a mentor, because I think what social is doing is the same damn thing. Customers being connected. The world's going to be dominated by bigger and bigger companies, the Amazons, the Facebooks. They're going to get bigger. The Apples are going to get bigger. And other companies are going to die off faster. If you're a CEO, you got to look at, how do I use the power of this connected world and connected consumers to drive my business? Do I have the infrastructure to take advantage of it and turbocharge it? Can I learn faster from customers and make changes to my product and services to become larger? Because you're going to get antiquated faster than ever before.
One final word of advice. You've got 30 seconds left.
Understand the transformation you need to make in your business to adapt to a connected world of consumers.
And there you have it. Sprinklr, Sprinklr.com.
Yes.
Great having you, Raji, on the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.